Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Robert Hutchins. I've been away for a couple of minutes here the last couple of weeks, and coming back tonight to start out the podcast again. I had quite a bit going on with work and some feeling like crud, and I think I partially had a cold or something, and then vertigo, so I didn't want to make y'all suffer through the gruffy voice, needless to say, but I am back, and I'm going to try to get back on my weekly schedule, so we'll get this thing going, and keep it going. I've gotten quite a few new listens, new plays since the last time. I forget my numbers, but I'm happy with the fact that it's getting around a little bit more now, so we're all good. But yeah, let's start this week off on a solid note and rock your week. It's the title of this podcast. Wake up. I know everyone's dreading Monday, or a lot of us are. I know sometimes I do, because it's just, you know, the weekend's my stress relief right now. And I know Monday brings about crazy stuff for a lot of people as far as work goes. But, you know, tomorrow morning, get out of bed, no matter what your attitude is towards the day, no matter how you're feeling, just if you can, get up, get out of bed. Go to work and knock it out. I know a lot of people don't like their jobs. A lot of people, their jobs can make them sick. I know stress-wise, some of them are physically demanding. Some jobs aren't safe, depending on what you do. But, you know, have a dream. Have a dream and go work your day job. And knock it out, and then come home and focus on your dream, focus on your passion, focus on, you know, you can start a business, you can start working on a business part-time, you can do a podcast, YouTube channel, various things online. It's lots of access nowadays. I know there's online stores and whatnot through Shopify. And, you know, or make music, be in a band, whatever your passion is, and work on that part time. You know, there's never a good time to pursue something in life. You just got to do it. The stars are never going to all line up to where it's perfect for you, whether it be money, whether it be having the time, whether it be, you know, you can't do this because I got kids, whatever. I mean, just do it. Just start. Because if you start now, you're going to be ahead of the game. You'll be further than you would be 5 years from now if you waited and the time still wasn't right 5 years from now. So just, you know, work on your passion. You know, you have that right, and I say go for it, you know. Everybody's got dreams, and don't just let them sit. I mean, it's like this podcasting thing is part of mine, and I realize, yeah, I don't have, you know, a full day to devote to this every single day. You know, I don't have full day to run out and try to promote the podcast and get you know, sponsors away from Anchor. And, you know, you have to have a lot of plays to make money off of what they're paying. I mean, I appreciate their, you know, the fact that they set up sponsors like they do, but, you know, there's no way it would even come close to paying what I need to make to survive with me and my family. So, you know, yeah, I mean, but if I started out, if I kept putting this off and waited until I had the time or was better, whatever the excuse might be, if I waited, I would be like just starting off 5 years from now, possibly, and that puts you behind the eight ball. And that's the thing I've noticed with quite a few online fads. Sometimes they're here for a year or two, and you can, if you get in early, you can really build your audience or build your business, whatever. But sometimes you get in at the tail end and it's already gone. I'm not on it. I never was. But Snapchat, I heard a lot of people have been leaving Snapchat, and I think that's been ongoing for a year or two. But if you catch all these things now, late in the game, and the audience sitting there, the base sitting there to build a platform, you're too late to the show. So it's always say work on it now. It's just like if you're going to go to college, if you have to work full time, take a class, one class per semester. I mean, three semesters and you got 9 hours. And that may not seem like a lot, but it's better than putting it off until you can go full time and just delaying things. Because, I don't know about y'all, but I forget information as I get older. Because my mind gets wrapped around certain things that I do, like my job, special needs stuff that we deal with regularly on a daily basis, our website, this podcast. I don't think like algebraic formulas, and so it's hard to do that now, but start. That's the biggest thing, is just start. And if you start, you'll feel good and you build momentum, and the next time you do it, whatever it may be, the next time you pick it back up and work on it, you're going to be further along, and you're going to build up more momentum. And so anyway, but I say, each week you just look at it as, hey, I'm going to go do my thing. This is another week to start fresh at work, start fresh at home, start fresh in life. And I'm going to knock it out, and I'm going to get it done. And I'm going to work on my passion, and I'm going to build what I've started. I'm going to build upon it, or I'm going to start it. And just keep it going. Just keep a positive attitude, And, I mean, even if you don't feel good, try to do what you can. I know how things can be. I mean, there's certain days I just, physically cannot get out of bed because the whole world's spinning. But as soon as I can, I do something. Even though it may be spinning, as soon as I can function, I try to do something. So, even if you don't feel good, show up. Sometimes the best things happen when you show up. I mean, look at all these sports stars who have pitched no-hitters or, set record passing yards or touchdowns in a football game, whatever it may be, and then you find out they've had the flu and they're running 103 degree fever. It's pretty amazing. Michael Jordan was like that. He'd have the flu, running fever, and winning championships. So, just show up, see what happens. You get there and things get worse, you can always leave. So anyway, and then just enjoy what you're doing, enjoy life, have a positive outlook on each week starting out, and it'll make it easier to get through the week. So until next time, that's all I had. So until next time, Robert Hutchins. You can follow us at Twitter on Coastal Bend Chat. Follow us on Instagram, coastal_bend_chat, or Facebook, the Coastal Bend Chat, and our website is coastalbendchat.com. Till next time, I'll talk to you all later. Thank you for listening. Good night.